You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
It absolutely is, and we've got both Siri and Jenna in the studio this morning. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both?
Morena, morena.
Morena.
Bittersweet.
I know. Bit. It's our last one. We've been doing this for 5 years together, and it has been a lot of fun. But I mean, books will continue, radio will continue,
and you've brought us still keep coming into the shop.
Yeah, and I'll still keep coming into the shop. And honestly, I'll probably still be around here plenty as well, because you can't get rid of a BFMer. What's happening in the world of reading? What have you really getting stuck into recently, Siri?
Well, say I brought in a New Zealand book about a New Zealander who spends part of his time in Aotearoa and also in Europe for our fellow New Zealander who is going to Europe very soon.
Holiday. Nice.
So David Coventry's new novel is like pretty amazing. It's really heady. It like reminds me almost like something like Crudo by Olivia Lang, like literary fiction, auto fiction, and it's like really fragmented in its writing. So if you're looking for a novel that has like a really like classic, like three-story construct, this is not the one.
Okay.
But if you're looking for something that's really clever and really fascinating, this is the one. So David Coventry has been living with ME for, I can't remember how many years he said, but for quite a long time, which is really at odds with his like lifestyle as someone who comes from like a mountaineering family.
Oh, wow.
As someone who is like a cyclist. So the first part of the novel kind of like it starts with following his like older brother, his father, and their family friend David as they're about to embark on a massive trek in the South Island. And you don't know exactly what happens at the beginning, but one of them possibly does not make it till the end.
Oh, wow.
Is that a spoiler?
Nah, it's like...
Jenna's like, excuse me.
Sorry, everyone. I don't think so, because it happens pretty early on.
Okay, yeah. It sets up the story,
exactly. And then the rest of the novel kind of like follows David as he's like traveling around Europe at first to like see his like familial home in England. His like great uncle or like great great uncle was like an earl in like a small town in England. Yeah, so he's kind of like it's like got a little bit of familial history, a little bit of English history in there, but it's also like a lot about like this thing that was obviously really important for his father, like this familial history, but something that doesn't connect quite as much for him.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, there's lots of like really interesting stuff about like identity in there as well. Yeah, lots on like loss and longing, but I think like really the central thing in the book with all of these little vignettes is really sort of looking at how like fiction for everyone is like a way of it helps people self-mythologize in a way that keeps us surviving in the face of like odds that are very much against us. And in David's like case, I would say probably quite literally kept him alive.
That's so interesting. Yeah. So is this kind of like auto-fiction sort of?
Yeah, it's sort of auto-fiction. It's like it's sold as like a novel, and it says a novel by David Coventry at the beginning, but there are so many auto-fictional elements. Like there's little photos of like the house in Europe that he visits, of his like earl uncle, and so it's like hard, it feels like something that's maybe been fictionalized using like his own diaries.
Wow,
there's lots of
that's
like
super
little bits of like conversation and place that feel like super specific.
I love the sound of that, and also the kind of the strangeness of reading a book where you're not sure where truth and where like fiction blends is always really compelling, and quite like you immediately want to sort of Google stuff. And then
totally,
you know, for someone like David Coventry, there's only so much you can find about who he is online before he's just like a guy living his life, you know? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I also like love the use of like photos in like a novel, like in fiction. And yeah, I think the whole point is like, you know, we've talked so much, I think, in the past about like auto fiction, what we've liked, what we've not liked. But this is like such a fresh take for me and so cool to see from someone who comes from here. Like, I've never ever seen people using like photos within like a auto fiction novel before. So yeah, really clever, really interesting.
What's it called?
It's Performance by David Coventry, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Fantastic. That sounds like an absolute winner of a book there. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Rachel, thank and thank you for all of your amazing book chat over the last 5 years.
Oh, back
we
at you.
Love you so much.
Oh, yeah. Love you guys too.
You're a real one. Oh,
back at you. Yeah. I'm absolutely terrible at taking a compliment. I'm like, also you. But it's true. I love talking books with you guys, and I'm glad that we can still do that, just maybe not on the radio as much. Thank you both so much for coming in, and we'll see you really soon in the shop IRL. Thank you for bringing us this excellent book. We'll put a link to it in the podcast after the show. See you soon.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.